Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.
New analysis by a group called Global People's Vaccine Alliance suggests that the EU paid way over the odds for COVID-19 vaccines made by Pfizer, BioNTech and Moderna. The group claims that the pharmaceutical giants are charging richer countries up to 24 times the potential cost of production, which is slowing down the process of vaccination on a global scale. Well, for more on this, we're joined by Jim Clarkin, CEO of Oxfam Ireland. And Jim, thank you very much for joining us. Can you just tell us briefly who is the Global People's Vaccine Alliance and what's the aim of the group?
So this is a group of NGOs, medical healthcare professionals, trade unions, and activists across the world. And we also have an Irish alliance, which was launched with Mike Ryan there just a couple of weeks ago. And what the report is telling us is that across the world, we're paying far more for the vaccines than we should. But that really we know that a very small group of companies, five companies, have a stranglehold on supply for the entire world. And the reason that this is problematic, outside of the fact that we're paying multiple times what it costs to produce these, and this is evidence produced independently by the Imperial College in London, the fact is that only 1% of low-income countries have been vaccinated to date. And at the current rate, it's going to take at least another 2 to 3 years before the world is vaccinated. So what we're saying and what we're calling for is a waiver to the TRIPS rules at the WTO, because unless we move beyond this small number of companies who have limited capacity and ensure that there's global capacity, because we have a shortage, we're going to be in a position where we're paying far too much for vaccines and people aren't being vaccinated fast enough.
You mentioned research, independent research, and how much vaccines actually cost. I think the research shows that vaccines can be produced more cheaply. How has that analysis been done, and how much more cheaply do we know?
Well, there's a group of engineers at the Imperial College in London and a lot working alongside others, and they're talking about vaccines being produced for as little as €1.20 a dose, when we know that we're paying 15, 20, 24 times as much as that for those countries who had access to it. So we have a real problem with the actual price, and nobody's complaining about, you know, the fact that pharmaceutical companies are entitled to make a reasonable return. But it's very important to remember that over €100 billion of public money, taxpayers' money, of our money, was invested in producing these vaccines in the first place. In some cases, 97% of the overall development cost. So it's not a normal production of a medicine the way it is in other cases. This is a global crisis. The crisis will not be over until the world is vaccinated. We know that if we continue at this rate, new variants will emerge over the next 2 to 3 years. The overall economic cost to the world is hugely dramatic as well. But primarily, we're talking about vaccine equity here. It's only right and proper that all of the world should be vaccinated. We have the capacity, and we know the solution to this. We know that if we can get this waiver, that it's a temporary waiver of the World Trade Organization rules, and the US, France, and 100 countries across the world are supporting this. Ireland and the EU are currently not doing that. So we need Ireland to change its position to allow this intellectual property and know-how to be shared. We've identified 140 sites in 35 countries that would be capable of producing vaccines and are ready to do so if they have access to the know-how. So there's an imperative on Ireland to change its position. We can't wait for this, because we know that the rates of infection and death across the world are growing, particularly in developing countries. And it's wonderful how well we've done on the vaccination front here, and that things are improving. But we need to see this as a global good, and we see where the solution is, and Ireland needs to be part of the solution.
Yeah, I know you mentioned, and it's quite striking, those cost figures that you're talking about, €1.20 a dose is what some vaccines could be produced for, but it would cost, you know, as you say, 15 times as much to buy them. But is that not the way it tends to go with these private companies? You know, the inbuilt in the cost that they charge is the cost of the research, the cost of the investigations, the cost of the trials, all of that, you know, has to be paid for, and profit.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And we acknowledge that, and that's absolutely fine. And, you know, it's right that companies make a reasonable profit. but they're making exorbitant profits. You're talking about 9 billionaires have been created in the pharma industry just in the last few months, whereas, you know, and we're paying these enormous prices that are way above and beyond. And as I say, very important
where
to remember
that
public...
Where are you getting those figures? Sorry, Jim. Who are the 9 billionaires, or how do we know there's 9 billionaires in the pharma industry?
I can produce the... Sorry, I don't have the names of the individuals, but they're in those companies, in Pfizer, in BioNTech and so on. The CEOs of these companies have made billions in the last year. So, you know, we know where the money's going. The big problem here is there's no competition. Pharma companies can more or less charge what they like. And until that changes, first of all, we'll be paying too much. But more importantly, from our point of view, a very large percentage of the world's population will not be vaccinated, which is wrong for them. And it's also wrong for the rest of the world, because we won't be rid of COVID for a very long time if we allow this to continue in this way.
Where is the US on this?
The US are supporting the TRIPS waiver. Joe Biden came out and supported it about 3 or 4 months ago. So this has been at the WTO since last October. It's been originally promoted by India and South Africa. And, you know, disgracefully, the European Union with Ireland are not supporting it. And we haven't seen legitimate reasons why not. I mean, you know, everybody is so grateful to the pharma companies and the scientists and the medics that were involved in the creation of these amazing vaccines. But it has been paid for, to a large extent, by public money, and it needs to be a public good.
I know that when this has come up before, and it has come up quite a bit over the last couple of months, one of the reasons given by the pharmaceutical companies as to why this wouldn't work is that it's not just about the vaccine. It's not just about the patent. It's also about the product and the ingredients needed for the product and the sites needed, the factories, etc. That it's not just as easy as handing out the method of making the vaccine. Yeah,
no,
it's not as easy as that. That it wouldn't necessarily mean that you could see a big increase in vaccine production.
But what we're saying is it's not just the IP, it's the know-how as well. Mm. So it's the combination of those two things that need to be shared. But I mean, if the political will is there, that can be done. Okay. And that's all we're requiring here.
And do you think if the European Union and Ireland, along with it, obviously supported TRIPS, that would be enough? Is it the European Union, in your view, holding this back?
100%. It's a game changer. 100 other countries are supporting it. European Union, the wealthiest bloc on the planet. If that went along with the waiver, it would happen. So, you know, we're blocking this. It's a terrible kind of indictment of the European Union, and it needs to change. And for out of self-interest, I mean, you know, as I say, it's an equity issue and it's a fairness issue and it's a health issue for people in developing countries and the rest of the world. But even from a self-interest point of view, it makes no sense. The economic cost to Europe in the long term, because of the impact of COVID elsewhere, is going to be enormous. The variants that may come back our way if we don't vaccinate the entire world will cause us problems into the future. There's no reason to block this, and
I suppose that's the final
problem.
Question then for you, Jim, on this. Is there any reason to block this that I can't think of, but that perhaps has been put forward by the EU? I mean, could it have any impact on vaccine production? Could it have any impact on the economics of some of those countries in which Pfizer factories are based, for example, or AstraZeneca? I mean, are there negative implications here, realistically?
I haven't heard one that could be stood over, to be perfectly honest. We're hearing ones about, you know, about whether there is capacity in the global south. We know there is. These factories have been identified. I mean, we know that, you know, COVID is going to become an industry, I'm sorry to say, and that, you know, there will be plenty of money to be made by pharma companies across the world for the foreseeable to treat this disease and to vaccinate from this disease. But we need to move now on ensuring that it doesn't get any worse. We have the solution is there. We know what can be done. We know that it will be successful if it's happening. We need the political will to make that.
Jim Clarkin, CEO of Oxfam Ireland. Very interesting. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. And that is all we have time for today. The programme today was produced by Annette Egan. Research by Rachel Breslin. Our broadcast coordinator was Andrew Dupuer. And Cara O'Hare was on sound. Arena with Sean Rocks is on the way next from all of us here in Drive Time. Have a great evening.